beat. This is not Radio Bottom.
Can you? Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Broke the Xerox machine, button arrows around and oh no. just how to look. Don't you know just what to say? Such perfect person lips, such perfect little phrases. She knows what to say in her flawless way. She knows how she shines from every perfect angle. And don't the hair just say it all, making nothing like a sound. Hear that star sliding as it falls. Her eyes don't look away, they shine like the rain at night. Her lips know every line, they won't tell you what to say. Sighing little sighs, gentle ivory lies. Pretend we're naked without your chaperone. Imagine this is the prom, this time you get to go. Maybe later, catch me later, see me later, not again. 30 years, I can't find her favor. She only does who and what she can. When evening shadows are falling, she sighs, this is just our time. A vampire sips the truth from a glass half full of lies. Maybe flawed and faulted, who would ever know? I could be the one, I would never know. Be the last to know. Pretend I just don't know. Just pretend we both don't know.
Out of the soul. on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I wish I could. shoe, but it's on the wrong foot. I got the right shoe, but it's on the wrong foot. I got the right shoe, but it's on the wrong foot.
Thank you. Someone should have told us so. Keep your troubles in your pocket. No one ever needs to know.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you! 91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Just beginning.
Way to go. Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Well, maybe she hasn't been so happy of late, but we've had our good years. I'm standing here with a lump in my throat. I'm trying to hold back all my tears.
Well, I know, friend, I can't own her. I can't keep her on a leash. I've got a good idea. Let's talk it over, over Chardonnay. And the goldfish, if I can just keep the home for all my one-way conversations, sitting home all alone. You know, I am just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbyes. I don't care how much you try to deny. A sensitive man who will give her loads of space. And I hope there'll be a significant other who has keen artistic tastes. And I know nonviolence is the only solution to the messed up human race. Old world chauvinistic, misguided, misanthropic attitudes we must erase.